CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor. Malcolm Holine, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations is with me. We all eyes on March for Israel, Tuesday, November 14th, the National Mall in Washington, D.C., 1 to 3 p.m. in the afternoon. The march is for Israel to free hostages against anti-Semitism. And why not throw in the facts? You're entitled to your own opinions, but not your own facts. Malcolm and I are very pleased to welcome Alex Trayman of Jewish News Syndicate, JNS.org. He's a filmmaker. He's CEO of JNS.org. Alex, this is breaking news, and it speaks to the larger issue of prejudice, bias, and what you'd have to say is complete distortion of the facts, knowingly or ignorantly, by major media organizations. CNN fires Palestinian journalist after claims he, quote, embedded with, end quote, Hamas terrorists during October 7th attack. What do we need to know about this, Alex? What has happened? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Well, Hassan Eslea posted on his own Facebook page video of him on the back of a motorcycle going across the border with the Hamas terrorists that perpetrated the massacre on October 7th. And in that picture, he's holding a hand grenade. And so this is a photographer that then not only perpetrated the massacre, but then took pictures of it and got paid for it by CNN.
And he's now been fired, but that is the beginning of the story, not the end of the story. How widespread is this so far to your understanding, Alex?
Well, Honest Reporting, which is a media watchdog, reported that there were six photojournalists with major news agencies, including AP, Reuters, CNN, New York Times, that all took pictures of the massacre as it was taking place and were cited as the photographers of those pictures. And so it opens up major questions as to whether or not they participated in the massacre. Did their news organizations know that they were crossing over a border illegally when this massacre was taking place? And just it as opens up much greater questions about the role of mainstream media in perpetuating the narrative that Hamas would like perpetuated in this conflict and demonstrating their longstanding anti-Israel bias.
Yes, we have this statement from the Israeli Prime Minister's National Public Diplomacy Directorate. It views with utmost gravity that photojournalists working with international media joined in covering the brutal acts of murder perpetrated by Hamas terrorists October 7th in the communities adjacent to the Gaza Strip, end quote. Malcolm?
Yes, this is really very disturbing on a lot of grounds, but what you describe is it would lead one to the conclusion that they actually had advance notice and to be ready, because very few people knew about it. They pride themselves, Hamas, that they didn't tell people, but clearly you couldn't mobilize them. They're not sitting and sleeping at that hour of the morning right near the fence, the security barrier. So does it mean that they were notified? And doesn't it put then into question all of the other reporting when all along Israel, and we have reported many times the false narrative that has been coming forward? Wouldn't this give credence to those charges?
Well, absolutely. You look at October 17th when Hamas said that the IDF hit a hospital in an airstrike and killed 500 people within minutes. AP, Reuters, CNN, BBC, New York Times all were very quick to broadcast the story without any verification that the IDF had hit a hospital and killed 500 people. It took time for the IDF to figure out that it hadn't actually hit the hospital, to identify that it was a Palestinian Islamic Jihad rocket that was fired towards the northern city of Haifa, a long-range rocket that misfired. But not only was it a Palestinian Islamic Jihad rocket, but it didn't even hit the hospital. It hit the parking lot outside of the hospital. Footage shows that the hospital is still standing with some shrapnel marks in the facade. And it hit in the parking lot after midnight. So there wasn't even the possibility that this could have been a mass casualty event, with certain reports saying probably less than 20 people were killed in that misfire. But if you go on right now, as we speak, if you search this incident and you type Reuters into Google, you will see they have no fewer than six stories that still claim that the IDF hit the hospital, killing hundreds of people, because that's what Hamas says happened.
The Associated Press, Reuters, CNN, The New York Times, that's a partial list of what needs to be investigated. Alex, for some time, I have puzzled, not just this time, but 2021, 2014, I have puzzled about these well-photographed, well-framed shots of young people holding children crawling across rubble in their sandals. I've puzzled about that because the appearance is that something bad has happened to them and they're just staggering out of a building that's been destroyed. Do you have any reason to believe that those are staged by these same so-called photojournalists who participated in the murder campaign?
Well, there's an industry of this, and it's been termed Pallywood. And we've seen over and over again reports. I just saw reports that I can't necessarily confirm, but I saw a whole list of reports showing that, you know, you see pictures of people crying in a scene where it looks like it's a bomb scene, but their shirts are perfectly white. You know, you see pictures where there are actors. This is something I have seen with my own eyes, actors in scenes, and you see the same actor in scene after scene after scene after scene of attacks participating in the October 7th rampage massacre, crying when the IDF is striking inside Gaza. They have actors that are participating in this. This is an industry of deception and psychological warfare.
And is there a list of photojournalists to investigate? Does that exist, Alex?
Well, I mean, we have a few watchdogs like Honest Reporting did a great job on this last story. You have others like Camera, but obviously much more work needs to be done to be identifying, you know, who's doing this work, what's the source. But, you know, all these organizations, these mainstream organizations are just demonstrating that they are essentially mouthpieces for Hamas.
Malcolm?
You know, you raise so many things that to explore, especially as a journalist, how this undermines your credibility, the credibility of all journalists. But tell me, how in Israel right now, it's the 1 month anniversary of the October 7th pogrom attack, outrage. How's the mood of the people in Israel months later? Are they as determined to act as they committed? You see the troops really ready to do what is necessary after being called up a month ago?
Well, I actually spoke in the last 24 hours to two colleagues and friends of mine that have soldiers that have been going in and out of Gaza. And they both told me that in the last few days, they had the very brief, maybe 10 second opportunity to speak with them on phone. They let them like call their parents just to tell them that they were alive and well. And in both of those cases, those soldiers reported that they were in very good spirits and very satisfied with what was happening inside of Gaza. And I think that is a representative view of most of the soldiers here, because by all accounts, it's been an incredible military achievement in just a few weeks since the ground incursion started. But in terms of the wider question, the resolve in Israel is extraordinarily strong. And I think people in the international community just think that what happened on October 7th was just a continuation of a cycle of violence that's been taking place for decades here. And what they don't understand is that October 7th has changed the paradigm for all Israelis. And Israelis understand that they can no longer live side by side with the Hamas terror entity. And they are completely determined to see Hamas eradicated and wiped off of the picture.
JNS.org is the website. Alex Trayman is the CEO. Malcolm Honlein, I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.